Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let me just pull the curtain back. It's the recovering Congressman J.D. Hayworth in for Vince Coakley on the Vince Coakley radio program. Here is the reason why I'm behind the microphone today. And perhaps those of you who keep up with Vince on social media already know this. It's my sad duty to inform you that Vince's dad passed away a couple of nights ago. And I will just simply say it this way. I expressed this to a friend on social media. Mr. Coakley was a remarkable man. Vince and I were talking about the fact, as we were kind of comparing notes on family earlier this spring. Vince's dad, in his 90s, I think only like a year ago, April, said, you know what, I got to get somebody else to do my taxes. The man was over 90 years old, but his talents obviously extended far beyond tax preparation. My goodness. Preparing Vince and his sister for the outside world, being a loving husband and father, as I wrote to a friend yesterday on social media, Mr. Coakley was a remarkable man who raised a remarkable son, and I obviously will yield the floor now for that point when Vince returns behind the microphone to talk to you more about it. But that is why I am here, and I know you join me in prayers for the Coakley family and in rejoicing, because even as we miss someone on this earthly plane, those of us who believers know that a far better life awaits, a life that Mr. Coakley has now stepped into. Oh, yes, I guess the best thing to say, technical difficulties. We'll just leave it at that. That's why I'm joining you a bit late, but I'm happy to be here. Numbers, as always, toll-free from any place, 1-800-928-1110, Charlotte and vicinity, 704-570-1110. Now, one advantage about returning, as I have to you on a Tuesday, maybe you don't do this, but it's an old habit from my days in Congress and really before. For some reason on Sunday morning, it really doesn't get me in the mood for church. Perhaps it reminds me of my own imperfections because, dare I say, to myself, I mutter a few dark oaths. At any rate, Sunday morning, Meet the Depressed on NBC. If you want to know and you want a textbook example of how journalists have moved beyond simple reporting to become advocates and partisans, all you need to do is look at one Chuckles Todd, the moderator of Meet the Press. Not only Chuck's actions, but the way the whole program was produced, not once, but twice as a tease, NBC edits, plays around with the audio on the tease to give the impression that heroic Chuck Todd is lecturing the President of the United States about the old standby, actually the old constant. For those on the left, Mr. President, it's about the children. And what's also telling is not only is it the lecture, but the producers and Chuck Todd himself choose to make this the tease of the entire program and then the bump into part two of Chuck Todd's interview with President Trump. It's because they know illegal immigration remains the number one story. Border issues and all the attendant woes that have come our way. So first, the tease into the break where Chuckles appears to be lecturing the president. Listen.
And all of those children in migrant camps. They are in terrible shape down there, Mr. President. Down in Homestead, Florida, that's where I grew up, the conditions are terrible.
I agree. And it's been that way for a long time.
Do something.
So there's Chuck Todd as your standard leftist advocate. Remember, the goal of the Democrats has nothing to do with compassion. It has bringing these people in. It's the opposite of get out the vote. They're not worried about getting out the vote anymore. Now they want to bring in a whole new vote. A dependent underclass that'll vote Democrat in exchange for every kind of thing they can get from government.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So more of your tax money going for freebies to bring new people in to vote for Democrats. The Charlotte Disturber, among other newspapers, is absolutely ecstatic and cool with that. That's why their opinion page, their editorial page, reads like, the Open Borders Journal. That's another topic for another time. I think we have time before the break. Let me let you listen to the unedited first exchange. This is not where NBC sound engineers are editing and, as we say in the business, riding the pots, lowering the volume so you can't hear the president's response. But again, he scarcely gets a word in edgewise as Chuck Todd, who, by the way, began his time in politics working even before, quote, journalism, worked for Senator Tom Harkin's campaign for president back in 1988 against George Herbert Walker, Herbert Hoover Walker Bush. Remember that was Tom Harkin's line? Maybe not. It was a forgettable campaign, but I remember that's where Chuck Todd got his start. Once again, an unedited exchange, unlike the tease into the commercial on Meet the Depressed yesterday. Listen.
I want to ask what's going down with the children in these migrant camps. The stories are horrible, Mr. President. You have children without their parents. You have kids taking care of kids.
Yeah.
You've read these reports. I know people are coming to you. I know you think this is the Democrats' problem.
Well,
Why aren't you doing some of it?
Are you ready?
They are in terrible shape down there, Mr. President. Down in Homestead, Florida, that's where I grew up, the conditions are terrible.
I agree. And it's been that way for a long time.
Do something.
You see, whatever went on with Obama doesn't make any difference. He's a Democrat. He's a leftist. He's our first black president, so anything he did was golden. And even though kids and everybody else was treated poorly, they ultimately got into the country, so that's cool. So nothing about Obama. And just hammer this guy and don't ask him questions. Argue with him. Now, it's not only Chuck Todd as an unapologetic partisan. Before Chuckles went to work, before he went down to do the interview, I'm sure he talked to his wife. I'm not going to pick on Chuck's wife. Don't misunderstand. I just think you ought to know how it works in Washington. Chuck Todd's wife is a Democrat consultant and direct mail expert. She's the co-founder of Maverick Strategies and Mail. Isn't that an interesting name? Gee, I thought a prominent Republican in the past called himself a Maverick. Anyway, Maverick Strategies and Mail, but to her first male, M-A-L-E, husband Chuck, she said, honey, you go in there and give him the what for. And all of official Washington and most of the press corps who decides that their role is to be the adversary, their role is to be the partisan, not to journal the stories. But we're going to hit, and you better do something, because it's for the children. It's for the children, and it doesn't make a difference what went on before. More of this interview and your calls coming up in mere moments. It's J.D. for Vince on the Vince Coakley Program.
This is the Vince Coakley Radio Program.
Toll free from any place, 1-800-928-1110. Charlotte and its environs, 704-570-1110. The recovering Congressman J.D. Hayworth, one time Channel 4 sports anchor down in Greenville. For those of you listening down I-85 in the upstate of South Carolina, and to those north of the border, High Point native, the guy recruited at NC State as right tackle who ended up left out. Our discussion this morning centers on both illegal immigration and all that's going on there. Oh, let me tell you, exactly 1 hour from now, we will be discussing CNN repeating a story that would take President Trump into Bill Clinton territory, how it backfired last night, and what Anderson Cooper was trying to do. That's 1 hour from now. But right now, we continue to talk about President Trump showing up on Meet the Press, where Chuck Todd, as a Democrat partisan and part of the swamp, not only is it Chuckles, it's his wife, who is a full-time Democrat consultant, doing direct mail for Democrat candidates and progressive causes. These folks are all for open borders. So Chuck Todd peppers the president with questions. It's about the kids. It's horrible what's going on with the kids. Never mind the fact that it was horrible a few years ago when Barack Obama built the cages, but that doesn't make a difference. So finally, after Chuck Todd goes on his partisan screed and predictable protest, it's all about the children. Yeah, right. It's about Democrat votes. Finally, President Trump has the chance to respond. Here's how the president tries to counter the partisan arguments of Chuckles Todd.
President Obama built the cages. Remember when they said that I built them? And then it was 1914. Wait,
do two wrongs make a right?
It was 2014. Chuck, just listen for 1 second. Separation. President Obama, I took over separation. I'm the one that put it together. What's happened, though, are the cartels and all of these bad people, they're using the kids. It's almost like slavery.
Well, let's not punish the kids
no,
more.
No, this has been happening.
The kids are getting punished more.
You're right. And this has been happening long before I got there. What we've done is we've ended separation. You know, under President Obama, you had separation. I was the one that ended it. Now, I said one thing. When I ended it, I said, here's what's going to happen. More families are going to come up. And that's what's happened.
Oh, yeah, that's what's happened. And our resources are strained to the breaking point. We've turned the Border Patrol into a babysitting service. I don't know how many million diapers for the toddlers. And what's worse, kids are being recycled. And but of course, Chuck Todd has none of it. First of all, deflect for Obama. Two wrongs make a right. These children are suffering. And you know, and I know, Chuck Todd, look, I think we all care about children. Let me say it this way. We all care about children. But leftists care about political power more. They understand exactly what they are doing. It ain't about the children, except about them getting them here, giving them amnesty, and making them citizens so they can vote Democrat once they turn 18. Or if the Dems get their way and get an amendment passed to lower the voting age to 16, more is the better for the left. But here's the other thing that happens. Reminds me, maybe you can think back to the first Republican majority in Congress in 40 years. I realize it's a couple of decades ago. We went in to try and change government. We finally balanced some budgets. But you remember, the left did the same gimmick. These mean old Republicans are starving school children. They're cutting money to the school nutrition programs. No truth to it. What we did do was reduce the overall increases, but more money was still going into the program. But it became, you are trying to starve school children. So every debate degenerated into that. And that's what's going on with this. Oh, the president makes another point. Not that it makes any difference to Chuck Todd, who's there to press a partisan point. That is, if the Democrats really cared, why hasn't the House moved the humanitarian bill to make sure these folks are accommodated? Once again, the president against Chuck Todd on Meet the Depressed from Sunday.
The Democrats aren't even approving giving us money. Where is the money? You know what? The Democrats are holding up the humanitarian aid.
It looks like these kids are being used as some sort of hostages.
Well, they are being used. They are being used by very bad people on the other side, where they actually get paid. Where their money is being made using them because our laws are so bad. Because if you have a child, you have an advantage. You know that better than anybody. And what should happen?
But why let the political debate hurt these children? They could be impacted for years.
If the Democrats would change the asylum laws and the loopholes, which they refuse to do because they think it's good politics, everything would be solved immediately. But they refuse to do it.
And why would they change it? Because they got Chuck Todd and all the anchors of the alphabet networks playing their game, because all those guys are leftists too. It's all about the children. Oh, and it's also about leaks from open borders people who, I'm sorry to say, have acting roles on the president's cabinet. I'm going to explain all of that. You may recall, not only last week did the president call off a military strike on Iran, but shortly thereafter, deportations scheduled by Immigration, Customs and Enforcement, ICE, those raids were put on ICE by ICE. And of course, the thing to do politically, even though it had to do with leaks, Nancy Pelosi says she called the president and he said he was going to wait 2 weeks to see if Congress could work it out. Now, listen to Nancy. I don't know if she sounds like Aunt Clara or what, as she slips further and further over the edge, but she gets one thing straight with the leftist mantra. It's all about the children. Listen.
When I saw that the president was going to have these raids, I mean, it was so appalling. It's outside the circle of civilized human behavior to just be kicking down doors, splitting up families, and the rest of that, in addition to the injustices that are happening at the border. So when I spoke to the president, I said, look, I'm a mom. I have 5 kids. 7, 9 grandchildren, and your children are scared. You're scaring the children of America.
You're scaring the children of America. Never mind the fact that I can't even remember how many grandkids I have. Never mind the fact that as a wife and a mother and a grandma, I favor abortion on demand. Why, you're scaring the children of America, Mr. President. So the story you've read is that the president took a powder for 2 weeks, said, Congress, get something done. And, of course, Nancy comes back with, Mr. President, you're outside the circle of civilized people. We need comprehensive immigration reform. Remember who we first heard that from? George W. Bush. Comprehension, immigration reform, amnesty. So that's what they want to do. That's the bargain. They're going to come back with amnesty. When we come back, what really went on, what postponed the ICE raids, and the one guy in Washington with the guts to tell us the truth. It's JD for Vince. Stay with me.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
And yeah, you had Nancy Pelosi doing her doddering Aunt Clara routine, if you're hip to reruns of Bewitched and veteran character actress Marion Lorne, just come out and be, a little confused. Nancy doesn't remember the number of grandkids she has. I got 9 grandkids. You're scaring the children. All this about deportations of people who have broken laws, who have ignored court dates, who are here illegally. Now, the Alphabet Networks, the Washington Post, New York Times, Charlotte Disturber, they've all been telling you, well, the president pulled back because he got a call from Nancy Pelosi, and wow, she really runs things. No. The deportations were delayed. I'm sorry to say, because someone who has been elevated, albeit with acting status, and maybe that's a good term, maybe that's descriptive in a couple of ways, acting DHS Secretary Kevin McLeanan is the guy who the latest in a line of DHS secretaries who doesn't want to help the president control the border. So he leaked the information. The one honest guy in all of this, thankfully, has been named President Trump's border czar. He hasn't officially taken the reins. The man's name is Tom Homan. He was on Fox and Friends Saturday, basically laying this out. The anchor dudes and anchor lady on Fox were setting this up on the curvy couch by showing audio clips of mayors saying, we're not going to enforce these laws. We're not going to let ICE come in here and take away our precious illegals who've broken our laws, but we can register one day as Democrats. Or words to that effect. I'm giving you what they really mean in a paraphrase. But Tom Homan says, wait a minute. It ain't all the leftist big city mayors. It's a swamp rat who's serving on the president's cabinet, albeit in an acting role. Here is border czar designate Tom Homan from Saturday on Fox and Friends.
And I tell you what, these mayors aren't the only ones resisting ICE. You got the acting Secretary of Homeland Security resisting what ICE is trying to do. Yeah. In the Washington Post or in numerous media outlets, he does not support this operation. And I tell you what, if that's his position, then he's on the wrong side of this issue. You don't tell the men and women of ICE a day before they go out there and do this operation. Look, this story was leaked. They gave the locations of the cities, the day we're supposed to start, how many targets. This leak, which I know where the leak came from, I think we all know where the leak came from, that story only benefits one person, put these officers at greater risk of harm.
Yeah, so Tom kind of, well, I think we know who leaked this. Yeah, the acting Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security, because you hear from other people in Washington, this guy does not seek the praise of the president. He seeks the praise of the never-Trumpers and the Democrats. Quite frankly, I wish the president would pink slip the guy today, call him up and go, Kevin, you're fired. I don't know if that's going to happen. But that's what we're looking at. But listen, it's not only big city mayors, and it's not only the acting Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security. Way out in California, there is a governor who thinks he's got John Edwards syndrome. He thinks he's prettier than any girl he'll ever run into, any lady he'll ever run into. Sometimes I do radio to San Francisco. I call him Pretty Boy Floyd. Others call him Gruesome Governor Gavin Newsom. And he puts out a message. You would think this is from The Onion. You would think it's satire, but it's all too true. And his message to illegals is this: illegals keep breaking the law. Listen.
In California, I want folks to know you have rights. Know your rights. Learn more about your rights, legal protection. Know that you should continue to send your kids to camp and summer school. Know that you should feel confident going to work. We have your back. You know, we've been through this before. We lived through this same political theater in the 1990s, Prop 187, three strikes, you're out, the fear of the other. We have people talking down to people, talking past to people. We're better than that.
Well, hey, pretty boy, we sure don't want to talk past people. So Governor Newsom takes it a step further. He decides to become a governor who's going to hable some Espanol. Listen.
No abras la puerta. Now, without a warrant, you don't have to open the door. Without a warrant, you do not have to open the door. You have the right to due process. You have the right to legal representation. We're going to make sure you know more about that. We're going to make sure you, you know, our judicial system sends that message out. Our educational system, our healthcare system will send out the same message. We're Californians. It's a special place.
Oh, yeah, it's such a special place. Like Jerry Brown before you, Gruesome Newsom, you are taking the once golden state and you are driving it headlong into the third world. But that's okay, as long as you have power. But see, here's the thing, Gruesome Newsom. It's going to break down ethnically. You ain't going to have the power. Well, maybe you'll have it for your 8 years, but I know you think you're going to be president. Now, if you think this is only California, the Carolinas side of all of this is coming up in hour two. It's JD for Vince on the Vince Coakley radio program.
This is the Vince Coakley radio program.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.